let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Johnson with you in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Yesterday, Matt Rhule spoke for the final time before tomorrow's very, very important and necessary spring game.
That's right.
Now, I don't know. Matt Rhule kind of convinced me on some things. We'll hear from him during this segment. And by the way, we're a television show now, even though we're not on TV, or we could be on TV. We could be casted to your TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Just trying to get on FanDuel after Kay Adams.
Check us. Yeah, there you go. They put anything on that channel,
That's right.
So check us out on YouTube, 1620 The Zone TV, or conveniently located, of course, at 1620thezone.com. But we got some video for you, and those of you who are listening on good old terrestrial radio, we still love you, and you'll be able to hear this as well.
Probably.
Here, Matt Rhule, once again, he's very aware of what people are saying and what people think in Husker Nation and what they want to see. And I think he is aware that Dylan Raiola is a draw to this spring game. And so the question was asked of him yesterday, hey, so what do you say to the idea that the fans are coming to see Dylan Raiola? And here's how he responded.
Answer that. Like, not disrespectful to you. Like, I'd hope, you know, the line from Gene Hackman and Hoosiers, where they're all chanting for Jimmy, and he's like, I hope you'd cheer for, the Husker fans I meet, I'm sure they're excited to see Dylan play, but most of them, they come to the warm-ups here because they want to see all the players. So, we don't love any one player more than anyone else. So I hope Husker fans have pretty high standard. You know, if I was a Husker fan, I'd just be coming hoping that the ball's not on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's play real football. So, you want to be the starting quarterback at Nebraska? You better be ready to deal with the heat. You know what I'm saying? So, Heinrich learned that last year. A lot of guys have learned that it's hard. You know, after games, you guys don't talk to Gifford after every game, do you? You don't talk to Nash after every game. You talk to me and the quarterback. And so the two people with the most pressure are me and the quarterback. And so they better, if a freshman's starting, they better learn it now.
There is Matt Rhule. So the first part, he was like, hey, I don't even know. Like, they have been really steadfast in the idea of like, no, we are actively trying to guard against what everyone in Husker Nation, including both of us, have fallen into over the last several years, which is all our eggs are in this guy's basket. If this guy doesn't work, we die. If this guy does work, we're back. And like all of those thoughts have happened, and it's even really reflected in Nebraska's, you know, offense and their game plans over the last several years and their schemes and how they put things together. And so they're trying to guard against that. I love that, by the way. I love the idea that Nebraska is not going to be a place that's like quarterback centric, and that it can be a place where hopefully you can run the football well enough, you can distribute to other players. And then, yeah, hopefully on top of that, it allows your quarterback to make spectacular throws because he's capable of making spectacular throws. But they are not, it's not going to be the Dylan Raiola show. Like, in a world where spring game is recruiting and Nebraska's coming off of a commitment 24 hours ago where the guy said, yeah, hell yeah, who wouldn't want to play for Dylan Raiola? Like, Nebraska very easily could have said, fine, this is a recruiting weekend, right? Let's make him the biggest star of all time. Let's do what they did with, I don't know, Breon Carnes in that one spring game, that one Jamal Turner in that one spring game, that one time, like whatever it might be, or Zach Taylor, like, let's prove to the world that he is the guy, mm-hmm. and that we should have expectations, and that the hype train gets absolutely like loose horse in London.
that happened.
They could do that. They could do that because they control that stuff. Like they, you know, I think that to a certain extent, the energy and the temperature of the fan base bleeds into the narrative about your team and the rest of the country. Like if Nebraska fans are excited about a thing and they're for whatever reason convinced after tomorrow that Nebraska's going to win X amount of games, that'll eventually bleed into the preseason prognostications and predictions. And you'll see people saying, oh, Nebraska, watch out. It could be like a sneaky playoff, you know, something, whatever it might be. Maybe not that far. Who knows? But it's not that he doesn't want the hype. It's not that he doesn't want the expectations. But I do think he wants that stuff to be earned instead of, hey, let's fabricate a situation. Let's manufacture, not fabricate, manufacture a situation where we can make this guy look good and it sends our fan base into this absolute spiral of Kool-Aid and, you know, everybody's telling their friends about Dylan Raiola. I don't think they want that. And I think that that mirrors how they build the program a little bit. And the other part of that was you want to be at the quarter? You want to be the quarterback in Nebraska? Okay. You got to wear the big boy pants. Yep.
There's a lot of stuff that comes with that.
And so that actually transitions pretty well into this. By the way, what is this? Oh, you're tweeting at me about David Tepper right now. Yeah. I don't care about the Panthers.
Whoa, that's your team.
They didn't do anything last night.
No.
I guess they drafted somebody, right? That wide receiver?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, that transitions pretty well into this. And, you know, oftentimes we talk about the importance of the spring game and does it mean anything? And coaches have taken on the perspective of it's another practice and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything more. Matt Rhule I don't think it's the opposite approach. And I don't think it's like the biggest thing in the world. You have to be careful about that. But he was asked the question, hey, is the eval different? Like, how much do you want to see your players with the lights on, with 50, 60,000 people in the stands? And does that eval mean more than just practice, considering what Matt Rhule inherits from a mentality standpoint, what they were last year, like all that stuff? I want to talk about it in a second. But here's Rhule yesterday on that notion.
So that's maybe I'm not doing a good job saying it. That's what I mean. Like, I want to know who's going to go out there, and I've said to our team, the Tuesday Wednesday Huskers last year were better than the Saturday Huskers. The Saturday Huskers last year, like doubt, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of what are they going to say about me, like all of that stuff affects performance for young people. And so Tuesday Wednesday, you know, you get beat. The next play, you're like, all right, whatever, and you play the next play. You get beat on Saturdays, all of a sudden you go to silence. How we handled that wasn't elite. And so that's my job, and that's our staff's job. That's also our players' job. So I'm very much excited to see us play in front of a crowd, and I'm very much excited to see us operate in front of a crowd and see how we do, see where are we in that. So just like there's a continuum in terms of, like, how we're blocking, how we're tackling, how we're carrying the ball, there's also a continuum in terms of are we improving at how we handle stress and how we handle pressure. So, I'm very excited to play in front of crowds. You know, we played in front of, like, you know, last Saturday, probably 500 people, 150 people, you know, this will be way different, you know, and, you know, it'll be good for our guys.
There you go. There's Matt Rhule. 500 and 150 are way different, but that's okay.
Definitely different.
This is not a 39-40 situation. This is not a 29-30 situation. 150 and 500 are different. But the main point is this. And once again, part of what you get with him, because he has his finger on the pulse, because he has a pretty good understanding of not just what people feel outside of the walls of his program, but also inside, he was able to identify one of Nebraska's main problems last year, and that was from a mental perspective, right? Why it's not just stupid mistakes, but it's also stupid mistakes in the exact wrong times. Why does Nebraska have this fear of failure? He's had to kind of address this thing. And I think his path to sort of fixing it has been, all right, everything's a test. Let's see where we're at. Let's make practice as much like the games as we could possibly get. And that way, you know, and it's all competition. And that way you feel like you have to do everything hard all the time. You have to do everything fast and full speed all the time. And hopefully it will translate to Saturdays. But that wasn't a problem that was fixed last year. I think when Rule got here, they were, as we talked about plenty of times during the season last year, they were surprised and maybe a little bit taken aback about how deep that thought process was embedded in Nebraska players or the fan base of Nebraska. Is like, yeah, we got mental problems here. Like we got a thing where we can't.
You got mental problems, man.
You got mental problems, man. No, we got a thing where stuff happens during the week. Frost talked about it all the time, and he just said it out loud. He's like, yeah, I don't know what the hell we were doing out there. We were great during the week. Best practice ever, right? Best practice of the, like, once again, to go back to that, I believe him. I don't think he was lying to us when he said they had good practices. There was something that was baked in there from a mental perspective that didn't carry over to Saturdays. And, you know, going 5-7 and losing four games down the stretch by a touchdown or less certainly doesn't help you in that category. So that's one thing they continually have to address. We don't know if they're over that hump yet. And he knows that's a big part of getting to where they're going. And so I really appreciate that answer about you know, how they feel about playing in front of fans and it meaning something. Once again, practice Huskers and Saturday Huskers were not the same Huskers last year. Joel writes in.
Hi, Joel.
At Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, fear of failure is mentioned. Did we get like a little buzzer for that or something like that? I don't know.
Heard that one before.
I don't know if we have any kind of buzzers over here at the moment. Maybe just like...
Because I spit hot fire.
Yeah, I don't... Is that the only drop we play on this show? We have an air horn over here, but I feel like it'll be too loud. I don't want to play it.
I got to pot it down a little bit.
There's one that says John Bishop. What's John Bishop?
I don't know.
John Bishop.
Maybe that's what we play. Whenever someone says fear of failure, we just say...
John Bishop.
Every game.
I like it.
Okay. All right, there's a lot of options out there. Or we could go... Come on. We could go...
Pineapple.
They're both good options.
We need a bigger depth of options, I think.
Well, I think so, too.
Hashtag Scottism. Matt Rhule, once again, finger on the pulse of things. Mm. So yesterday, he gets done with his press conference. Everybody's finished asking questions. Remember when Matt Rhule last weekend after the scrimmage said he was asked, hey, so you had a 99-yard drive. Who's the quarterback? And he said, I don't remember.
Matt Rhule, very forgetful. We know this about him.
Yeah. He said,
no attention to detail.
He said, I don't really remember. And then, you know, shows like us said, I don't know, Matt. It feels like you kind of do remember. Here's Matt Rhule's last 10 seconds of his press conference yesterday.
Just to clear this up, because some of you guys I've heard are doubting my truthfulness. Both Heinrich and Dylan had 99-yard touchdowns drives, which is why I was confused. So,
he hammered that noise you heard was not a car accident near you on the road. It was him hammering the podium and leaving. I thought that was great. That was fantastic.
I'll show you.
Yeah. And that was unprompted. That was unprompted. He's like, hey, look, here's the deal. Since you guys think I'm a big fat liar, they both had 100-yard drives. Boom. See ya. Nice. I like it. Get him straight. Including me. I'll always believe you forever and ever, Matt Rhule.
Just had to empty the clip on that.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
I mean, no, yeah, you can't, like, right now, everyone thinks you're a liar. Mm-hmm. So you got to clear that up. He had to clear his name.
I get it.
Now, do we believe him now?
Well, it seems like he forgot about a 99-yard drive last time he spoke.
Why don't they release the tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the tapes? I haven't seen a 99-yard drive from anybody yet. I haven't seen any tapes.
I don't know.
So maybe we still don't believe him.
Doesn't quite flesh out.
But he seemed pretty sure about it, that's for sure. All right, we will come back. Steve Sippel will join us on the other side. I still would like to get a clip in here from Troy Dannon. Remember Troy Dannon, Nebraska's athletic director?
I do. I have not forgotten.
Athletic director Troy Dannon. He went on the radio last night and was asked again about Nebraska's Memorial Stadium football project and how it's coming along and any updates on that. Now, in the first 3 or 4 weeks of him being here so far, he hasn't said much about it. He's not fully up to speed. He's not fully up to speed yet, but he gave us a little bit more on it. Mm. So we'll have that with Dannon throughout the show. And we'll take some attendance guesses, whatever it might be. Send them our way as we get you out of here and get you ready for the spring game tomorrow. But first, our good friend Stephen M. Sippel of Husker Online coming up on the Connor Harper Show on 1620 The Zone.